Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Hunter Biden is selling art to pay for his $15,000 a month rent in Malibu. How can you guarantee that the people buying that art aren't doing so to gain favor with the president?
Job of the Justice Department is to investigate criminal allegations. We have information.
Are you investigating this? I mean, someone who bought Hunter Biden's art ended up with a prestigious appointment to a federal position. Doesn't it look weird that he's become this immediate success in the art world as his dad is president of the United States? Isn't that odd?
I'm not going to comment about any specific...
Not going to comment, not going to investigate. So,
that's right.
Oh, that's an interesting one at the end. Just because Matt Gaetz there challenging Merrick Garland, the Attorney General for the United States, not going to comment, not going to investigate. That's right. I'm going to assume that Merrick Garland let the that's right slip before he heard the or investigate part. But, and he was just responding to the won't comment part. But what technically happened there is won't comment, won't investigate. That's right. Here, listen to it again.
I'm not going to comment about any specific.
Not going to comment, not going to investigate. So.
That's right.
Wow, yikes. But he goes on.
Hunter Biden associate.
Which, by the way, okay, let's talk about art for a second. Kenny, you and I looked at the art?
Yeah,
It's not what I would buy for my house.
It's what I would buy for my house, not at that price, because I could never afford anything more than $100.
But, but that's because
it's good.
I don't think it's
the worst.
Well, that's because you can't afford to buy presidential influence. I mean, that's...
Or any influence. I know, dude. But like, if I told you I was an artist, you'd be like, okay. And it would look exactly how you'd expect it to. Bad.
Yeah.
But his stuff is not bad.
Finger paint
I gotta
plus,
be honest.
Right?
Yeah.
Stick figures in action. So...
I'll show you the one painting I tried one time.
Oh, I have some really pretentious, some stuff I did way back in the day, but it's not good. It's sort of like you can kind of see a vague element of creativity, and mostly what you'd say is, I see why you're good at math and science.
Same.
Right. So he goes, but we looked at it, and the art is not terrible. I'm not sure that it's, presidential influence priced good, but it's not terrible.
Hunter Biden associate Devin Archer told us that Hunter sold the appearance of access to then Vice President Biden. Are you confident he has stopped doing that?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Hunter Biden associate Devin Archer told us that Hunter sold the appearance of access to then Vice President Biden. Are you confident he has stopped?
I'm going to say again that all these matters are within the purview of Mr. Weiss. I have not interfered with them, and
yeah,
I do
if
not.
If you were confident that he had stopped, you could.
And I do not intend to interfere with him.
So, what you have here is Matt, of course, grilling the Attorney General on political points. Okay, political points that are certainly worth discussing. But you also have Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, who's. The general policy of the Department of Justice is, we don't comment because we don't want to get involved in answering questions like these. And what Matt's trying to get him to say is, well, if, can you not assure the American people that this at least isn't happening now? Regardless of whether your investigations can show that it happened then, can you at least say you're comfortable it's not happening now? And what I always want, I know it's a fine line, okay, from a public official. I know that it seems a safer approach to just adopt a policy of don't answer, because then you can always say we don't answer. But what I always want from a public official is just tell me. Just say, engage. Now, I think part of the problem here, too, is, Matt's much less interested in Merrick Garland's answers than he is in bringing out the points he's going to make. In fact, I mean, that happened throughout the rest of this interchange is, talking about China and stuff we'll get to in a second. But, it's kind of like, in PR, in communications, you have really two camps when it comes to PR. Camp one is the, let's just tell people what's going on. You know, let's be people. Let's be transparent. Let's be forthcoming. Let's speak like people. And then you have camp two. And camp two is what I would call the communicationis horribilis. You know, it's the triple speak, the corporate speak, the lingo that tries to conceal information and make it seem like you're saying something when you're not really saying anything at all. It's the sort of thing where communications people sometimes for these like corporate or government entities, like their real job is to pretend to be communicating and to not communicate, which it always bothers me. And you can always tell, and it's always this boilerplate stuff. And I'll just tell you, when I'm dealing with communications people from various entities, I pretty quickly make a decision about that person, about whether this is a person who's in Camp A or Camp B. And if it's a person in Camp B, I don't call them a lot. I find somebody else to call. I try to find a Camp A person I can talk to that'll at least give me information, you know, because it's a waste of everybody's time in Camp B. So I've never really understood that. But he's kind of taken the Camp B approach here. And I would just rather have, look, he's the Attorney General for the President of the United States. It's not like Matt Gaetz is going to get him to say something that's going to get him fired by Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not going to fire him. So just say, you know, look, we've looked into it. We don't think there are actionable violations in the past. We don't think that this is an ongoing problem now. And that's where we stand based on our investigations, Congressman. I mean, at least push back. I'm not saying he's right. Maybe he can't push back. Maybe the facts don't justify those answers. But it always makes you look bad when you don't answer the question. When you don't give some kind of a perspective that seems to take the question seriously. We'll come back to this. Oh, we can't because we have transgressors. I have talked too much already. We'll be back Thank with God. The Transgressors Memorial Service in a moment. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Just make sure you stick around for the transgressors. It's always the best and the worst part of my day.
mostly the best.
Yeah, mostly the best. 98 not showing any slowdowns or delays. It's always the best part. 110, I-10 not showing any issues. Taking a look at 90, no problem either. It looks like we're good from Pensacola into Alabama. Not really nothing on the road right now. If you have traffic tips, though, let us know. You can text them in 437-1620. Transgressors Memorial next. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs and feed more imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport, the sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Beatmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Beatmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wire.com for tickets and event information.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Presented by Kia Autosport and Sandy Sansing Dealerships. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for Albert Hughes, the director of the new TV series, The Continental, from the world of John Wick, for casting a long-standing anathema in the central role of Cormac, the original manager of the fictional New York Hotel for Assassins. That's right, Albert Hughes has decided to hire none other than Mel Gibson for the part. I know. I'm as shocked as you are that anyone would do this. Look, Gibson has obviously long been excommunicado for a variety of reasons, including his anti-Semitic comments, his use of the N-word during a rant against a former girlfriend, and for making such a blatantly pro-Christian movie like The Passion of the Christ, something he has never repented for. As the fifth precept of wokeness teaches us, those who platform the forbidden ones must themselves be deplatformed, which is why we implore Peacock to deconsecrate Albert Hughes and this show before it airs tonight. But if they will not do what is right, at the very least the program should begin with an appropriately stern trigger warning for those whose delicate stomachs might turn at having to see this racist monster on screen. But a more proactive solution would be to provide viewers with an in-home blindfold and earplugs, and an on-screen warning light so they can protect themselves fully every time the Unholy One will be appearing or speaking. Now, admittedly, repeatedly putting on and taking off this protective equipment will be cumbersome and will interfere with enjoying the show. Also, we still haven't figured out how to signal them that the triggering segment is over if their eyes and ears are covered. And we do worry about seeming to culturally appropriate the reality of deaf and blind persons as a workaround for the triggering. Nevertheless, protecting themselves will at least allow our devotees to avoid the accusation that they have tainted themselves through exposure to the outcast with their own eyes and ears. If they cannot boast that they avoided the program entirely, at least they can take pride in cowering from it in silence and darkness. Do not go against us, for we are the high table of reality. Woe unto all who offend. Second, Gavin Newsom, the governor of that glorious paradise on earth, the People's Republic of California. One of the proudest moments our order ever experienced was when Governor Newsom signed Assembly Bill 1887 into law in 2016, thereby prohibiting travel to the four states at that time who were deemed to be anti-LGBT. But just as our holy acronym string only had four letters back then, and has since grown to a series of letters and symbols too numerous to count, the number of anti-acronym states has burgeoned from only four in 2016 to 26 today, after the passage of over 500 violating bills in the last 7 years. Well, the worst imaginable news came this week as Governor Newsom actually signed Senate Bill 447 into law, officially repealing the boycott and allowing state-funded travel and trade to all 50 states again. We cannot believe that the great Californiatopia has so easily abandoned our cause. Even though it might seem like the law has had no effect other than to be repeatedly violated by California officials, including Newsom himself, he went to Montana, and to drive up the cost of procurement since many suppliers were on the forbidden states list. We say do not abandon the cause. Losing 22 states in 7 years is not evidence of failure, but a reminder of how much work we have yet to do. This surrender will surely send a signal to fence-sitter states that there is now no consequence to them defecting. To reluctantly quote the Wall Street Journal, if cancel culture can die in California, it can die anywhere. And that is clearly the lesson our opponents will draw, which is why we must respond strongly against this cowardly defection by the no longer golden state and its even less shiny gold-plated leader, Gavin Newsom. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we are long overdue for giving our high praise to that international sensation and feminist masterpiece, the Barbie movie. Never before have we seen such a brilliant encapsulation of our religion in the form of a theatrical success. The way it celebrates womanhood in all of its forms and aspirations, except, of course, motherhood, The way it doesn't just reveal the wickedness of patriarchy, but pictures for us the idyllic possibility of a robust matriarchy. The way it shows the real potential for female empowerment through the confession of paradoxical gender expectation trauma. The way it shows that women are at their best when they scheme and connive to make men war against each other so as to disenfranchise them at the crucial moment of a public policy vote. And let's not overlook the overt lampooning of the Mattel Corporation under the leadership of incompetent boobs. Excuse me, board members. And of course, let's be sure to cherish the deliberate inclusion of a transgender actress as Dr. Barbie, which also has the benefit of reminding our young people that gender is in the heart and the head, even when there's literally nothing at all between the legs. Of course, Dr. Barbie also reminds viewers that the best doctors are still those who were assigned male at birth. What a triumph of our cause. However, we do have some concerns. First, even though the movie features plus-size Barbie, this is still aspirational, as Mattel in real life has so far failed to make overweight Barbie a real product available to the children. Second, we worry that the homage to 2001 A Space Odyssey in the opening scene will not resonate with most women and invite mansplaining from their romantic partners. And third, and this is the one that really pains us, it is unrepentantly harassed. It most certainly did not escape our notice that the two leading roles were cast with naturally brunette humans who had to dye their hair blonde for this movie. Now, if it were only that these two non-blondes were thereby taking away jobs from natural blondes, that would be bad enough. But for them to so offensively put on blonde face and reinforce the long-standing anti-blonde stereotype so hurtful to the blonde community is really unforgivable. Even worse, you may not be aware that Margot Robbie, a natural brunette, has previously confessed to Elle magazine that she actually dyed her hair darker all through high school and was, quote, devastated when she had to go blonde to get more leading roles in Hollywood. So although it might seem like this movie is all liberation and inclusive house parties, there's an ugly truth hidden in the roots of its hairism, and raising the question that if even someone like Margot Robbie has to pretend to be someone else to be successful, what hope is there for the rest of us? Unfortunately, the message here couldn't be clearer. Whether it's body size or gender presentation or hair color, one still must conform to cultural expectations in order to succeed, and the rest of us must never ask whether the carpet matches the drapes or the pronouns. As a justice warrior, Barbie still has a long way to go. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please be sure to donate as much as you can to the relief fund for those poor souls who spent all of their life savings on paper straws, only to learn that the toxins in paper straws are even worse than those in plastic straws. Our congregation is actively distributing straws made of metal, bamboo, or repurposed Chinese drywall to those in need in an effort to remedy this catastrophe.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
620.
Okay, no. Blonde face. And for another thing, straws are... The doctor thing pissed me off. Roads are fine. 437-1620. If you have a traffic tip.
I...
Don't.
I so badly wanted to find a way to use the... Does the carpet match the pronouns? And
I am so proud of you right now. Blonde.
That's
face.
My new favorite expression. Yeah. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David,
I don't recommend these Chinese drywall
straws.
Yeah,
yeah,
they leave a weird taste. Go with the bamboo.
It's a weird
try
taste.
The bamboo. Yeah. City officials in El Paso and Eagle Pass, Texas, say they've got their hands full with thousands of migrants that have now crossed over the border in the last couple of days. Both cities are swamped with new arrivals, and immigration officials there have released many into nearby border towns. Two-time Super Bowl champion Hubert Jinn has passed away. The former NFL star died at 76 yesterday. In 1972, he helped the Dolphins go undefeated and win a Super Bowl. And unpaid medical bills could be removed from your credit report soon. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced yesterday that they're expecting to issue a proposed rule next year that would bar consumer credit companies from including medical debts on credit reports.
Yeah, they say there's a lot of inaccuracies in that. Very good, David. Thanks so much for that. Oh, somebody texted in and said, so cancel culture has been repeatedly violated by California's leaders. What? Show me on the weird Barbie where they touch the culture before I put on my Mel Gibson trigger warning mask and earplugs. You guys are the best. Oh, my God. So satisfying. Hey, if you are doing any kind of a project this weekend, a remodel, a home improvement, or even if you build things for a living, you know, wherever you are on that scale from sort of amateur to, you know, professional, Pensacola Hardware, they're fantastic. And not just because they have all the stuff. I mean, they have all the stuff. Like, if you need it, they have it. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Seriously, that's the definition. They have housewares and gifts and all stuff in the beginning, in the early part of the store. But also, they have the advice. Like, they are the place where if you need advice, go. Go ask the experts. And sometimes the best reason to ask the experts is if you think you're sure what to do. Just be sure. Ask somebody who really knows, because they may point out something helpful that you didn't realize. Or maybe they go, no, that's good. You're on the right track. Either way, Pensacola Hardware. It's a great place to buy whatever you need. It's a great place to just learn about the stuff you're trying to do and hang out and talk to them. The oldest business in the entire state of Florida since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. David Wayne is in the newsroom. What do you have coming up after Fox, David?
A Foley man's been charged with making a terrorist threat. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Welcoming Ukraine's President Zelensky back to the White House, President Biden announces a new $325 million military assistance package to help fight the Russian invasion.
Including more artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine. We also focused on strengthening Ukraine's air defense capabilities.
The president today formally announces the creation of a White House gun prevention office.
The groups that demanded the creation of this office also asked for more of a plan on how the Safer Communities Act would be implemented. That law, which passed last year, incentivized states to have red flag laws and expanded background checks for 18 to 21-year-olds. Firearms recently overtook car crashes as the number one cause of death among children in the United States.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, that new office is to be led by Vice President Harris. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is a beautiful morning, 73 degrees here in Pensacola. There's more vehicles being added to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office fleet. They're called nuisance abatement modules. And Sheriff Chip Simmons says they're marked vans that will be parked legally in neighborhoods. They're outfitted with security cameras. One was recently parked on V Street near a home that deputies had been called to over 70 times in just the last few months.
We have a strategy for major drug dealers coming in. We've been arresting them. And we have a strategy for street-level drugs. We wanted something that where we could address these nuisances, especially one like we're at now, where we had 70 calls in 3 months. And that's a lot. That's a big drain on law enforcement.
And Sheriff Simmons tells Channel 3 that the calls ranged anywhere from trespassing and drugs to trash and even suicide complaints. And Simmons says that the three vans were originally headed to the auction block. They decided to keep them, and they outfitted them with cameras to use as surveillance vans. A Foley man's been accused of calling 911 and threatening a shooting. According to WPMI, 22-year-old Dylan Green's now charged with first-degree felony charging of terrorist threat. Investigators say Wednesday that Green called 911, told a dispatcher he was armed and going to cause a shooting. Foley police responded to the Meadowbrook Apartments. They say they found no threat. Green was booked into the Baldwin County Jail yesterday. City of Pensacola hoping to wrap up the purchase of the Pensacola Motor Lodge by November. Back in June, they offered $855,000 for the property, provided environmental reports come back clean.
I'm much more confident today that that will go through than I was a week or 2 weeks ago when we were testing for those materials.
And that's Mayor D.C. Reeves. He says they got the report back. It showed the property is free of asbestos. He says they're planning to convert the historic hotel into affordable housing units. Well, earlier this week, we learned about a near tragedy where a three-year-old child got a hold of a loaded gun, ended up shooting themselves. Luckily, that child's injuries were not life-threatening.
Now, again, that could have been much worse. We've seen things happen in our area before where the child was not so fortunate. So now the investigation is focusing on how the child got their hands on this weapon, and, you know, there were adults in the home. But we work with DCF, the Department of Children and Families, to do a thorough investigation to see if there was any negligence involved. Sometimes there is, and sometimes there just isn't.
PPD's Mike Wood, he tells News Radio there have been cases that turned out much worse here in our area. PPD and DCF investigators now working to determine whether the parents will face charges. Wood says it is important for parents to remember Florida law does require gun owners to safely store their weapons in a way where they're not accessible to kids. And if you need a gun lock, you can get one for free from either Pensacola Police or the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Well, the big move starts tomorrow morning at Baptist Hospital.
What you'll see is ambulances moving throughout the city with police escorts, ensuring that the traffic is clear and so that they can be safe and efficient in moving patients. But that's what you can expect to see. And then sometime that evening, we plan to be finished somewhere between 5 and 8 p.m., just depending upon the number of patients that we see. It could go a little longer, could go a little shorter, but that's okay. Really, the numbers are irrelevant. We'll make sure that we have a safe and efficient move.
And that's Brett Aldridge, the Baptist president. He says the most important thing to remember is that the emergency room at the Legacy location on East Street does close at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. The Brent Lane ER opens immediately after. There will be an ambulance at the old hospital just in case somebody doesn't get the memo and shows up there with a serious condition. It's 6:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Have you heard what they're going to do with the old Baptist yet? Spirit Halloween store.
Really? Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding. But wouldn't that be a great one? Because they always get...
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Buildings. I know.
Every old building turns into a Spirit Halloween.
I'm saying, how cool would that be? Brett Aldridge, I hope you're listening. As we take a look at 98, not showing any slowdowns or delays. Not showing any problems on airport either. It looks like everything is running fine. Taking a look by the mall. Bayou, not showing any issues. If you see any accidents or slowdowns, you have a traffic tip, 437-1620. News Radio, 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 weather.
Beautiful weather as we take it ahead to the weekend today. Highs mid to upper 80s. Very little chance for any rain. Lots of sunshine. The weekend will be all dry and sunny with highs mainly in the upper 80s. Maybe a little bit warmer on Sunday. Overnight lows, too, are going to be pleasant. In most cases, running down between 65 and 70. Do enjoy. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 72 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 69 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The UAW is threatening to expand its strike today against GM, Ford, and Stellantis. Analysts say if the strike expands to larger plants with more workers and key products, it's a sign the union is unhappy and looking to inflict more financial pain on the automakers. Facilities such as GM's Fort Wayne, Indiana plant that makes Chevrolet Silverados is a key one to watch. So is Stellantis' Sterling Heights assembly plant in Michigan, which builds Dodge Ram trucks. The soaring popularity of China's shopping platforms Temu and Shein among U.S. customers has caught Amazon off guard. While Amazon for years has contended with challenges from rivals such as Walmart and Target, it's now trying to figure out how to respond to the new rivals. The Wall Street Journal says Amazon hasn't taken steps to match the prices of items on Temu, a rare strategy for a company that typically scours the internet with a variety of price-matching tools to ensure its site has some of the lowest prices online. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Financial literacy isn't taught in our elementary classrooms, and parents lack the resources to teach it at home. But now the kids can learn about finance thanks to Be Sensible Smart and BCS-Kids.com. The Sensibles are a team of animated superheroes who help kids age 6 through 12 develop smart money habits in a fun way. Buy a subscription for your loved ones, and each month they'll get a kit in the mail with an entertaining DVD, comic book, and activities. Get 20% off using promo code CENT when you visit BCS-Kids.com.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
An advisory for people that are going to be out in the area on Saturday.
So it's not true that you're the grand marshal of that parade from there?
You know.
No, we're going to have a parade. It's going to be a parade for 12 hours.
As long as he goes through District 4, he'll be the grand marshal. He loves parades.
It's definitely going to be a parade around Baptist from the old to the new campus on Saturday. Running that parade route for 12 hours, as you heard Eric Gilmore there say, and you know, I don't think that we are expected to march in this parade, Candy, though. I think Cat Country and News Radio are going to miss this one, but, you know,
that's
okay.
The only one ever missed of the station.
So Eric Gilmore, who is the director of public safety for Escambia County, that means that fire and EMS report to him and emergency management report to him, in case you don't know what a DPS is. That's okay. I mean, I'm always trying to make sure everybody knows what's going on. I don't want to use these titles and assume you know what they mean. But Eric was talking in front of the county commission yesterday morning about the logistics of all of this. Of course, we've been doing a lot of reporting on this, but I always love to hear from the, and he'll take this not personally, horse's mouth. love Eric. He's the best. Anyway, the move starts at 5 a.m.
The move will actually start at 5 a.m. that morning. So we'll be convoying ambulances in groups of three so that we're not doing onesie twosies across intersections. They'll be escorted by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. They'll be controlling the intersections for us. So we get to and from pretty quick and then get them turn and burn is what we're trying to do.
Turn and burn. It's just a rotating cycle of ambulances going around this route.
The goal is to have them done by 5 p.m. that afternoon. So the route will come from down East Street down to Palafox. Not Palafox, but 29 back to Brent, and they'll drop off there. Then they'll hit the interstate, go down, and return. So they're not taking the same route back and forth. That way, we're not crossing ambulances up. It's just going to be a big loop, is what we're going to be doing all day long. So,
we have patrol on the route, Eric?
Yes. We have control of routes. Sheriff's Office will be, they've got 12 officers, PDs, offering up officers for the city, traffic lights, and everything. So it's going to be moving pretty quick.
Yeah, I had been asking about this the other day. I think I forget who I was asking, but maybe him or Bert Aldridge, about the route exactly. And so what they're going to do, and this is just a little different than I had thought, but their route makes sense. What I had been thinking is they would go west to Pace. They go west to Pace because it's all right turns if you do it that way is what I had been thinking. Go west to Pace, go north, and then merge on. I guess it's not – you got to make that left turn onto 29. But they're doing a little bit – and it also kind of cuts the hypotenuse. Going to 29 is maybe distance-wise is a little bit longer. But I'm sure they have considered all of these things because you get to the big artery. You know, that's the idea. But Pace 2 is a big artery. Anyway, so they're going to go east – to 29. Then they're going to go up 29 to Brent, make that right turn at the grocery outlet, and then go into Baptist, which is basically right there. And then the return is to, and this obviously makes perfect sense, go east on Brent and then south on 29 or on I-110, and then, you know, come around at that point back towards Baptist, so as that they're not crossing paths with each other. So it's a circle instead of a back and a forth. And, you know, as you heard them there, him say, they're three at a time as they're traveling with police escort and sheriff's escort and, you know, making sure intersections are safe and all of that. The one thing that part of the reason I had wanted to get out the information about the route was because this is the kind of thing you may not want to find yourself driving through. You know, this is, you know, like if you knew in advance where the funeral was going, you know, you avoid that route. If you knew in advance where the parade of hospital, you know, patients is going, you know, this is probably time to not be there, right? Probably not time to be there.
So I advise everybody along the between the Legacy and the new campus to avoid being tied up in traffic and being held up at the intersection, avoid that loop area, go around it. But we won't hold anything up on the interstate. It'll be wide open going. It'll be the traffic lights from the old campus to the new campus.
Oh, and I just did get a note in from Deputy Chief Chrisman at PPD that the sheriff's office is going to be responsible for holding the lights, and PPD is going to be doing the escorts. So sheriffs will be parked, basically, and, you know, the PPD is going to be doing the drive along with, which, again, all this tasking of resources to make this safe and efficient makes sense.
It starts at 5 a.m. that morning, and we'll be hopefully done, knock on wood, 5 p.m. that afternoon, knock on wood again. But I do want to say that since they're closing at 3, and in case anybody walks up to the old ER, we will have an ambulance stage there to take them to the new campus because that ER is closed down, so we have contingency for that as well in case anybody presents. So.
Yeah, which we've talked about that with Brett Aldridge, that they're going to leave an ambulance there in case, you know, just after. But again, you know, ER closes at 3, so after 3, go to the new campus. It'll be open. The move itself starts at 5. And then this, I thought this was great. I love Eric. He's always going to give shout-out to the people who deserve the credit, that there's another dimension to this as well that you might not have thought about. I'll get to that in a second. Candy's got traffic on the 5s.
This is brought to you by Staples, and your local Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store. And good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays on Brent or 29 or Pace or near the old Baptist Hospital. Nothing really on the roads right now. Certainly use caution wherever you are. You know that. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependent.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. You know, I keep talking about how this move, because it's just going to be a fascinating logistical exercise for sure. It really is. But here's a part of it I hadn't even been thinking about. But this is why, like, we have some incredibly talented, capable emergency manager types, in this county. I mean, trust me, Eric Gilmore, there's not a county. My worry, and I say this in all sincerity, my worry about our area is that all the times he goes over to Tallahassee and the governor might notice.
Right, and take him from us.
This got pretty good, you know, like,
right?
And then we might lose him to be the state emergency manager.
There
is, and I don't know if Eric wants that job. I don't know if he's interested, but, you know.
You don't, Eric.
You don't. Stay here. you know, for family reasons or whatever, right. But I can't guarantee it, but it would absolutely not surprise me if we wound up with Eric Gilmore as a state director of public emergency management.
Sure.
You know, anytime in the near future. But okay, so back to the point. The reason I say that is because this is the kind of thing that people with expertise in managing crises and solving problems, like Eric and Travis and all these guys, is they find solutions to this stuff that maybe you hadn't even thought to ask the question of. And Jamie Higdon, too, which he's given credit away on this, and appropriately so. Listen to this.
But I do want to thank the Sheriff's Office, PD. I want to thank Jamie Higdon. I mean, you don't think about the logistical...
Jamie's the Public Works Director.
I mean, you don't think about the logistical wraparound services? Jamie Higdon's involved now. He's going to have fuel trucks, spare tires, a mechanic on standby, just in case we have anything break down, because we want those clusters of ambulances going together at one time. And then we've got emergency management there helping with Thor. Thor will be set up as an outside command with their staff, our staff, and everybody monitoring out there. So this is not just a simple, you know, load them up and take them across town. This is an orchestrated event. So
what else do you need to have? How about, you know, fuel? Oh, yeah. How about what if somebody blows out a tire? Oh, yeah. How about, since we've had fuel injector problems with the old Cummins engines on some of the some of the ambulances, well, how about having a mechanic on stand? Oh, yeah. You know, like, it's duh. Like,
right.
That's... when you think of it, it's obvious, but the point, the job of people like Jamie Higdon and Eric Gilmore and Travis Tompkins is to think of the obvious thing ahead of time and then to solve for it, and they have. So this is going to be a big production this weekend. Again, Saturday starting at 3, the new ER opens, the old ER closes. At 5 is the move. They're saying 12 hours, and the general route, the route, is going to be E Street from Baptist Hospital to 29, up 29 to Brent, over to the new hospital, and then east to 110, back down, and I think he said to E Street on the return, and I apologize if I got that wrong, but I think that's what they said on the return. And so intersections along that route between 5 and 5, you can expect delays and or closures as the sheriff's office closes them down and the PPD is escorting them. 649 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? If you need that new vehicle, so you need something that's almost new, like new to you, it's only been driven by one other person, that's typically the kind of cars that Frontier specializes in. You know, they're 1 or 2 or 3 years old, and a lot of them come back on leases, corporate fleet programs, or, you know, sometimes it's your neighbors who like to buy a car and replace it every 2 years. That's fine. You can take it to Frontier and sell a car. They're really good at buying cars from people. So they'll buy your good quality car and then sell it to somebody else so they can be the second owner and then drive it as long as you want to. Me, I like to drive cars until they, you know, don't drive anymore. That's the way I approach it. But that's why, you know, that's the kind of thing you want to, it's a good long-term investment. If you just want it for a couple of years to be in great shape for that, that's fine too. Great selection, 300 different cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, sports cars on the lot, and they're kind of all clustered together. Like the trucks are over here, and the sports cars are over here, and the Jeeps are over here. You know, so it's very easy to shop among the different types of vehicles. But Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Quick, name 2 things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Gallon of gas, 385. Florida average is 363. Mississippi is 328. California is 578. If you are in computer not working zone, if you're in Navarre this morning, 330 east of the Walmart, 331 west at the other Walmart. If you are going through, wow, Tiger Point is actually fairly cheap. $331 at the Murphy across from the Gulf Breeze, across from the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. $355 in proper. In Milton, $333 at the Sefco. Same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, $339 going through Pace. Getting over into Pensacola on 9 Mile at the Walmart, you've got $322, $325 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And coming in from the southwest side, once again, we have computer delays. just every once in a while. Let's see, $329 looks like at the Murphy on Navy Boulevard. Other stations are as high as $348. these gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price in your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. And don't misunderstand, $329 is still, but it's not quite as much as the other. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headline. That's right. At least it's not California. Say it every day. David, what's going on in the newsroom, sir?
The Biden administration is set to officially announce their new, you were right on this, Office of Gun Violence Prevention today. They're having an event in the Rose Garden.
As opposed to just the Office of Gun Violence.
That's right. The Office of Gun Violence. So Vice President Harris will be leading that office. And again, they'll be having a Rose Garden event. The White House defending its border policies as migrant crossings are making headlines in Texas. The mayor of Eagle Pass, Rolando Salinas, says he wants more support and action from the federal government.
We need to do something to control the situation. This is not normal. It is not normal for thousands of people to simply be walking in a line without consequence.
And Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the administration has taken action but needs to pass immigration reform. Thousands of people, of course, have crossed the southern border into Texas here in just the last couple of days.
By the way, you were absolutely right. You reported yesterday that there were Border Patrol agents caught on film,
right,
cutting the barbed wire that the Texas National Guard had installed. And people were flooding across the Rio Grande into the now opened portion of the border that the Border Patrol agents cut. The governor of Texas had put this video up, and you were exactly right. So this is the federal government operating presumably under somebody's instructions from the White House to open the barrier to let people across.
Shocking
that is unbelievable.
Shocking to see.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And Hollywood studios and striking writers meeting again today. A deal had been expected yesterday, but apparently was not reached.
Okay, so we're not done yet.
Not yet.
Which is not surprising, because when the starting position is absurd, it doesn't seem like you're going
to
very quickly give in.
Probably not,
yeah. That's my thought. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And again, not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. 29, accident-free, not showing any issues there. The only congestion that I see is just at lights, in schools. They'll be a little congested later. Backing up over the bridges, you're making your way onto Pensacola NAS, the front gate backed up to the Shell station. If you see an accident or a slowdown or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So if you need any kind of heating or air conditioning work, any HVAC, they call that, HVAC work done, or plumbing or electrical, Peden, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, they will take care of you, no problem. In fact, one of the things that they do is they have a Smart Care membership maintenance plan. So you can sign up for $35 a month that covers all of your routine maintenance. Because you know what happens sometimes is you try to decide, well, do I, don't I? Because it's going to be a little bit of money. And, well, if you pay $35 a month, then you don't have to have that question. You have to haggle with yourself about whether to be smart with your air conditioning unit, right? Because then you defer the maintenance and then something goes wrong and then it's a big catastrophe, right? Don't do that. Just $35 a month. Also, you get priority scheduling over non-members. So if there's ever a sort of a community-wide event where there's a lot of people that need work on their AC, guess what? You're at the front of the line. 15% discount on repairs or upgrades, 5% discount on major replacements, and if you need to call them after hours or on the weekends, the emergency service fees are waived. So that's all part of that Peden Smart Care membership maintenance plan. You can find out more about that or anything else Peden does at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. com. What else do we have going on? Oh, this is just kind of an interesting note. The loyalty pledge that they had that was part of the reason that Trump skipped the first debate, and we're kind of not sure what that would mean for future debates, because you don't get to be on the stage unless you consent that you would support whoever eventually winds up winning the nomination. Well, now in Florida, we've taken that off the table. It's not that Trump has agreed to it. It's that the Florida Republican Party has said, yeah, we just don't need to have it anymore. This is a week ago Friday. The Florida Party voted to drop the pledge, an effort driven by Trump allies. Senator Joe Gruters had said, we do not want to create unnecessary roadblocks for qualified candidates for president. And I think, once again, this shows the Republican Party of Florida and the base loves the former president. I just don't think you can argue with that. You know, putting a proceed, even though I agree with the loyalty concept, the loyalty pledge concept, because, you know, I think that Republicans all can agree they don't want to see the current president reelected. Just like I think all Democrats could agree that they don't want to see former President Trump elected. That's, you know, both sides, right? But, you know.
Or the current president.
Right. So, well, that,
I mean, you know, some of them
must not be obvious. All right. Fair enough for that. Anyway, so I just thought that was an interesting note. Time now for?
Tomorrow's the first day of fall.
Oh, news. Wow. Sure enough it is. All right.
Yeah.
Will Matt Gaetz run for governor? This is all the scuttlebutt, is that there's this big old thing where, you know, his dad would come out of retirement to run for the vacated seat Doug Broxson now holds because he's termed out, that he would run for Senate again, and that Matt would run for the governor. What do you think?
Wow, great. Yes. You don't?
He has the face where he doesn't.
No, I think it's a question of statewide appeal, and then it's also the thing is, you know, I think Matt really loves being a legislator. I don't know that he would like being the governor.
We need a Gaetz Pride Parade.
I just don't know.
Gaetz Pride Parade. It'll change
your mind. Will UWF win against West Georgia big test tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, they will by 14.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.